It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for July 6th of 2026. And then there were two. Michigan Senator Mallory McMorrow announced on Sunday that she is suspending her U.S. Senate campaign. The Democratic state senator from Royal Oak posted on a social media video saying that she was ending her bid but would still remain politically active. McMorrow also said that she has not been shy about calling for new leadership and a better Democratic Party and added, "The energy is there, people are crying out for a change, and we owe it to them to listen." You know, that last part is absolutely correct. And judging from the Democratic primary races that we're seeing across the country, not to mention the highly attended Michigan Democratic nominating convention from this past April, the working class is making its collective and populist voice known that not only are they mad at the fascistic Trump regime, but they're also mad at the political elites in the Democratic Party, state and or national. Now, Mallory McMorrow is no dummy, and she doesn't give an inch to MAGA Christian nationalists, as we've seen here in Michigan. McMorrow also called out and criticized the Democratic leadership in D.C., in particular, the ineffectual and weak-minded Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. But unfortunately for McMorrow, she chose to listen to advisors and consultants who told her to find some kind of lane in between her two other Democratic Senate primary opponents, Ms. AIPAC Haley Stevens and the progressive frontrunner Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed. And unfortunately for McMorrow, that kind of play-it-safe progressivism may have worked in 2018 or 2020, but not today. The working class uprising we started seeing back during the Occupy Wall Street movement and then in 2016 with Bernie Sanders is growing at a fever pitch right now. And it's not hard to understand that the working class just isn't noticing how Dear Leader Trump's MAGA movement was fake populism that only catered to hurting those who don't have power. But it's also not hard to understand the working class's anger after the release of at least some of the Jeffrey Epstein files, in which we all got to see how interconnected the corporate authoritarians and political elites in both parties truly are, and worse, how untouchable they believe they truly are. The revolving door of corporatism and government, the revolving door of corruption, just keeps spinning, and the working class is done with the status quo. Which is why it was beyond parody to see just after McMorrow's announcement that she was stepping down, how Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel immediately announced her support for Ms. AIPAC Haley Stevens. Look, I call him as I see him on here, and I've given Dana Nessel credit for pushing back against the massive and constant rate hike request by the electricity monopolies here in Michigan, DTE and Consumers Energy. Yet Dana Nessel endorses Haley Stevens, who's collected thousands and thousands of dollars in corporate bribe money from DTE Energy? How's that make sense? Now, let's be honest. I think that Dana Nessel's backing Stevens for more personal reasons, such as the progressive backlash against her after she went after those seven pro-Palestinian student protesters at the University of Michigan last year. If you recall, Nessel levied charges against the students, only to later drop those charges after The Guardian revealed Nessel's political and financial ties to U of M Board of Regents members who really wanted those students charged. And The Guardian story detailed how Nessel's office charged pro-Palestinian protesters at a higher rate than other state prosecutors. And it showed how Nessel received campaign donations from many pro-Israeli state politicians, organizations, and U of M donors who were just outraged by those kids protesting against Israel's genocide of Palestinians, funded by American taxpayer money, mind you. So Dana Nessel showed her true colors in backing Haley Stevens, who is portraying herself, quite proudly, mind you, as the corporate and AIPAC centrist. But it also shows how damaged and corrupt our political party system is, that so many party insiders will give devotion to party first over country, and worse, over working class Michiganders. And you want to know why Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed is winning? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.